Gossip Gals and Pals. It's the Champs and Gossip Girls. Carlin.
Hey.
Shannon.
Hello.
And I'm Stephanie. Welcome to this week's episode of Champs and Gossip, where the champs is cold and the gossip is colder.
Yeah, it is.
Today, we're going to talk about, obviously, celeb gossip, reality TV, and we're going to deep dive a little bit about Scientology, all while drinking some champagne. We have a guest with us that I would like to introduce. She is my soul sister.
Hi, everyone.
My favorite person in the world, my friend Elise. I went to college with her. She's in town, so we made her be on our podcast.
No, I wanted to.
Yeah. So Elise is here. She's going to help dish with us. But Jenks, what are we drinking?
We fancy tonight.
Woo!
Because it's our 10th episode.
Yay!
Elise, you're here on a really good night.
Oh, special anniversary.
Yes.
Special.
Anniversary special.
It's our 10th week anniversary.
Ooh. Yeah. We actually have real champagne from France tonight as well. So you picked a really good night. No sparkling wine. No
cheap stuff for this girl.
No canned rosé.
No Andre.
Yeah. Nothing but class for you.
Birdie, is that what we used to
do? That's what we used to drink in college.
We haven't had that. Headache in a bottle.
Yeah, it is.
But we'd love you to sponsor us, Birdie.
We still love you.
Do we?
Sponsor lost. Tonight, we are drinking Charles Mignon. Like filet mignon?
Sounds French.
I don't know. It's fancy. It is. So I got an ABC liquor, and apparently it's just as good as Veuve,
but
more affordable. They also have a rosé, which is delicious. I've had it before. It's really good. So like I said, it's from France, official champagne. And so I guess we should try it.
I cannot wait.
I'm excited. Ooh, Jesus.
That was a lot loud and quick.
That was really loud.
Faster than I anticipated.
Oh, that was really loud. Well, while you're pouring the champagne, Carlin, what's our top five?
Okay, so today's top five is, your favorite reality TV villain. Who wants to go first? Because I do not yet.
I can go.
Okay, go, Stephanie.
Okay. Danielle Staub from The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I forgot about her.
That's yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, pretty excited. She's coming back. Hopefully it'll be some pretty good drama. Spencer Pratt.
He's on my list.
From The Hills.
Apparently Stephanie and I are going to have the exact same list.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I am so obsessed with his Snapchat. Literally, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is look at his Snapchat.
Is he still married to that lady?
Yeah, they're having a baby.
Yeah.
No way.
They're
literally,
still married.
You have not been listening to our podcast.
I might have missed that one episode.
We talked about it for a few weeks.
Yeah. I used to hate him, but now I think he's like, hearing him talk on podcasts, I kind of turned around.
This morning on Snapchat, he legit was filming Landon crying on Southern Charm, and he was giving commentary. So it like sealed the deal for my feelings for him.
I need to follow him for sure.
Corinne Olympus from The Bachelor.
With all the scandal.
Yeah, we'll talk more about her in just a snip. But
yes.
I just love her. I think she's hilarious. Lord Scott Disick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we really do have like the same life.
Yeah.
LD for life.
We do.
We've already talked extensively about our feelings for him. And then CT from the Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Why do you have my list?
That's a really good one.
I love him.
You have.
Except
so do
he
I.
Was so good when his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
So he.
Away.
I wouldn't even really say he's still a villain, but he was a villain.
He
Is
was.
That who we ran into in that bar in Atlanta?
What?
No.
Who was that?
Kahada.
Oh, Kahada. I didn't like him either, though.
We went to a bar in Atlanta with a bunch of girls from college that was owned by Ace.
Oh.
He
and Kahada worked there, and another one worked there.
Yeah.
No, was Kahada there or was there? There was someone else there.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Oh, shoot. I don't remember the other guy that was there.
I do remember the alcoholic slushies, though.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I remember other stuff too, but.
Oh gosh.
That's for post-podcast.
Back to the villains.
After show.
All right, who's up next?
Well, I can go now because half of my list.
I know. Apparently, we should have all just made one list together.
Seriously. But when you said Ace, actually, Ace should be on my list because he was an ass and I did not like him. He was a redhead, right?
No.
I can't remember
these
guys.
He's not a redhead.
Who is the redhead that I'm thinking about?
Wes?
Oh, yes. I knew it was a name like that. Okay, Wes. Yes. Right. Wes definitely was.
Wes gets a bad rap because of his hair color, but he's actually a genius. So.
Anyway. Okay, so I had Spencer Pratt.
Yeah,
I had CT.
Good one.
I also had Scott Disick.
Good one.
I had Natalie Nunn from Bad Girls Club.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, you
yes.
put all of Bad Girls well,
yeah. Right, but specifically Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I forgot about that
show.
Yeah,
I pulled that from way back.
So good.
and the other girl. Who was the other girl from Bad Girls Club that used to bang pots and pans? Do you remember that girl?
I remember the scene when she did it.
Yeah, but I don't remember her name. But I also don't have five, so that's
your fifth. That's the girl with the pots and pans.
The girl with the pots and the pans. She was also on Marriage Boot Camp. Actually, Natalie Nunn was as well.
Mm, yeah, I liked Natalie.
I did too. She's
crazy. In a bad way.
I think we should allow our guests to go next.
Yeah.
Okay, my list is a little bit different. At first, I couldn't think of any, and then...
She literally texted me an hour ago, I don't know any reality TV villains.
But now I have seven.
Oh. Well, you can make up for me only having four.
Okay, great. So, first, I have that guy named Tarek on the Home Improvement show. What is that show?
Tariq.
Oh.
Tariq. Is he that terrible?
Flip or flop.
Yeah, with his wife, but then they got divorced.
Yes.
But he never, ever blinks. And so it like, completely...
You're a villain because you don't
blink.
Well,
it creeps me out. But then he also turned out to be, like, a terrible person.
I don't know anything about him,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I think... Didn't he cheat on her?
Yeah, and then there was some, like, incident. I don't know.
Allegedly, he, like, threatened her...
With a gun
with
or
a gun,
something like that.
Ran out of the house.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember hearing that.
Yeah. That's also real life. Not great.
correct. Not great.
Not great.
I was going to put Farrah.
Oh,
Farrah.
Yeah, but then
totally
I actually decided to put Farrah's mom because she was worse than
her. You think? Oh, I think her. I
they
think Farrah's worse.
A disaster.
Yeah,
they're
together
both terrible.
They're yeah. awful.
Then I did include Scott Disick because I actually love him, though.
Yeah,
so,
I think everybody
you
does.
Too.
We love
yeah.
LD.
Yeah.
Love to hate,
he
love
just
to love.
Stirs the pot so hard.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. He's adorable. He rocks a great beard.
Yeah.
His tan is flawless.
Flawless tan.
He rocks a great beard.
That's why he's a villain. Flawless tan.
Yeah. Then this one I actually don't like. Vicky Gundelson.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All the lying and
yeah.
just,
ever
yeah.
since Brooks,
well,
for
of
sure.
Course. And then like what Brooks
the
said
charity
to
cancer.
Her daughter, and then she like didn't defend her daughter. And I that
agreed.
Was, that was
totally
a good one.
Yeah.
Then I also have another creeper on here.
I'm not sure.
Tori Spelling's husband.
I thought you were
Dean.
I thought
Dean.
That
yeah.
is not. Was,
yeah.
That's not who I thought you were yeah. going to say
what
next.
Did you think of? Oh, I skipped because we have to save one.
Save yeah. the best for last. Yeah.
Oh no.
So I don't like him because he like. Would pretend to be like so fake nice, like
yeah.
so over the top, like cheesy, and then he was like cheating on her. And
yeah,
all
what vindication?
But now
over
they're
still married,
and they're having a fifth baby.
They had her.
They
had, they
had it.
That's too many.
Yeah,
but just think the vindication that ex-wife was like when she found out he cheated on her. She's like,
oh right,
duh.
Because they got together.
They cheated
were both
together.
Married.
Yeah,
oh, right.
They
yeah.
cheated together.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're still together.
I'm still getting that money, and
well,
got rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
for yeah. what? Well, I doubt they have a lot of money. But.
I wish their family the best.
That's why they keep having babies.
And they still have a show, don't they?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
They do like exclusives for all the babies. That's how they make money.
Oh, I definitely thought Tori and Dean
They're
was
gonna
still
have to
happening.
Have a lot of babies then.
Yeah.
He's like on a cooking show in Canada.
Oh,
he hosts like
oh, yeah.
Canada Chopped or something.
Isn't that where the affair took place?
Yeah, probably. That's because that's where all Lifetime movies are filmed. And he's been in like
a million
Lifetime movies.
Sorry. Okay, so then last two. My newest one is Ashley from Southern Charm Savannah.
That's a great one.
Because
she's
so Botox.
She starts a fight every time over nothing. Like,
but she
never...
also starts a fight, and it's like, where are you coming from? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't even understand.
I have no idea why you just brought that up.
Is.
Like, can I talk to you? I'm really mad you're making a dress line. What do you mean we're playing bridge? Like, yeah. It's so random.
Right. Yeah. So, she's a mess.
I fell asleep again last night trying to watch that show. So.
I feel very strongly that it's very difficult to stay.
3 weeks in a row.
Stay into that show.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And then I know this is not a political show, but I'd be remiss if I did not throw this in there. He used to be the host of a little show called The Apprentice.
Oh, God.
He does not have a flawless tan. And he's now our
commander. And he doesn't have a great beard.
Who? It's his birthday as well.
Oh, yeah,
we've just made him a villain.
Happy birthday, Prez.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, God.
Can you actually cheers to...
We don't get political.
Wow. Okay. Well, since all of mine are pretty much everyone else's, we'll go through it quick. Danielle Staub.
Good one.
Prostitution whore.
That was a great one.
I put Johnny Fairplay. Do you remember him from Survivor?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
The grandmother dying?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
He's super creepy. Yeah. I put Spencer, but I also put Heidi as a couple.
That makes sense.
For sure. And I put Farrah from Teen Mom and Scott Disick.
Okay.
So we pretty much...
some overlap.
We all know the same villains, so...
Basically, without these villains, though, most of our favorite reality shows would be crap, so we need them.
That's very true.
Well, I don't want to watch a bunch of, like, nice people sitting around being nice.
Yeah. Catherine got an honorable mention on mine, but from Southern Charm.
Oh, yeah.
Redhead Catherine?
Yeah. Catherine Dennis. Yeah. Catherine Calhoun Dennis.
Yeah, I mean, the show would not be interesting without her.
No, it would be nothing without her.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It was a sad episode, though, I know. We're not all caught up, but it was sad with
the most recent one.
Yeah, yeah. With Kenzie was, like, heartbroken. She couldn't leave with her mom.
Yeah.
It was really sad.
I'm really glad, though, that Thomas is, like, starting to let them spend more time. And
yep.
He brought her for that. So, yeah, that's good. The photo shoot.
That's great. All right, let's talk.
Yeah, it's a great segue into a reality roundup.
Let's talk some reality shows.
Can't wait.
All right.
Where are we starting?
Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, man.
Stephanie is so ready to talk about this. She has been focusing on it all week.
I can't stop reading about it.
You have to tell us about it because
I know at least. Do you know about it?
Oh,
good. I don't watch these shows.
I know.
Okay, well, it's not currently on the air, but do you know what's been going on? Okay. So Bachelor in Paradise airs in August. They just started filming last weekend. And the first day of filming, the producers, do any of you watch the show on Lifetime about, that's based on like The Bachelor?
Unreal. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I always thought that it was kind of real because basically in the show, they're all about the producers and they basically like make stuff happen constantly on the show and make, you know, set all the drama up and whatever. So apparently producers went to Corinne, who is a fan favorite villain, and oh crap, what's his name?
Oh shoot, they just read an article about him.
I read a million articles about him. Oh my god!
But one of the male contestants,
Who was a villain from this current season of The Bachelorette that's currently filming,
yeah.
And the producer went and said, hey, so we want a storyline to be that you guys are, like, interested in each other because you're both villains and you both get a lot of reaction from people. And so they were like, to Mario Johnson.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
So they're like, okay, cool. So they decided they should get to know each other. They go to a bar. They start drinking. And they get really drunk. They go in the pool. She gets naked. Apparently, she's so drunk that she's falling into the water, and he's holding her up. Clothes start coming off. Next thing you know, it looks like they're having sex. It doesn't last very long. Then he lifts her up out of the pool, and in the report, they describe it as her limp body out of the pool, lays her on the deck of the pool, and starts performing oral on her.
Mm.
And then she is dragged off by producers and taken to her room.
So basically they filmed a sexual assault.
But not there. He was apparently really drunk. What happened was the next day they showed her footage. She didn't remember it. This is all based on reports, so it may not be exactly what happened. But at some point a producer went to like the head of production, said that they tried to stop it, and they said, no, we're going to keep filming it. Mm-hmm. And then they filed a complaint with Warner Brothers after it all happened, saying that they witnessed an assault and that they wouldn't let her stop it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I guarantee you that, sadly, on shows like that, I bet it happens a lot. Because there was a report that it happened on, like, one of the Real World Road Rules challenges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tanya said that it happened to her. Mm-hmm. That three of the guys, joined in and performed stuff
on
her.
But there should be, standards for those reality shows that you wouldn't, let it go to a... There should be limits. Like, I mean, you're not going to just sit there and, film a murder or...
Right.
I mean, there should be points where you step in. And obviously, I would imagine that sexual assault...
would be the time to step in, yes. Right.
Well, and I think there's a few issues because it's like, clearly she was really drunk. They say clearly he was really drunk. So if neither one of them can give consent, it's not like one of them is really at fault. Some people are saying she's at fault because she knew what she was doing. I don't agree.
She says she's the victim.
She says she's the victim, but she doesn't blame him. She blames production for not intervening because he was really drunk too. Mm. So,
but being really drunk isn't an excuse to sexually assault someone.
Right, but that's just what I'm just telling you what's being said in the articles and stuff.
Yeah, it's oof. But am I the only one over here thinking they want to be famous? So this also gets them.
Yeah, but the producer is suing.
Yeah,
they filed a formal complaint and it's being investigated by the police.
Yeah.
And they shut it down and canceled the show.
I was going to say, that's the only reason why it came out is because the producer said something. It wasn't because Corinne was I was sexually assaulted. It's because the producer was asked to stop it and nobody wanted to stop the situation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, if the producer had never said anything,
the show would have still...
We would in August be watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, as a staff member, also that producer, should not be required to do things that are, unethical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he or she, I don't know who it is, a right to not be forced to do that by
agreed.
Their employer. So.
Yeah.
But
I
don't
know. I don't think that Corinne is a stand-up girl. That, not saying that that's any reason for her to be assaulted or any, but I think the situation, if they were both as drunk as they say they were, they've put themselves in that
situation
to not remember and not understand what happened.
I've never been so drunk where I just, my body is limp and I don't remember anything like that. But there are people that get so blackout drunk, mm-hmm. And just are I hooked up with that person last night? Mm, all right. Not that that's good or any better, but it's almost if both of you were let's get blackout drunk, and you don't remember that you slept together or did whatever, it's kind of
I feel bad because it's you don't want to give a guy a bad rep in this, if they were both, and guys will get the...
Mm-hmm. Backstory on DeMario. He went on The Bachelorette with a girlfriend, bragged to all of the other guys that he had a girlfriend. ABC brought the girlfriend in and had her confront him.
You don't think that planned that?
Oh,
100%.
Totally. I'm just saying, he's already been
him and his girlfriend.
Been labeled as the bad guy.
Oh, you think him and the girlfriend planned that?
It's the best way to get famous. He's the only guy that we'll remember from this season.
Yeah.
That is
just
true.
Like Corinne with the nanny is the only one I really remember from last season of The Bachelor.
I think when you sign up for reality TV and then you keep going in reality TV, you've already done one and then sign up for another one, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You saw how it worked the first time.
Right.
I'm not saying that any sexual...
Well, yeah, no. I mean, especially the Bachelor, nation, whatever they call it. I think once people... Now it's all they want to do is be on the show so that they can be famous. It's not... You're not... Let's be honest. People are not going on the show because they want to find love or they want to, be in a relationship.
It's hard to feel bad for them when they've signed up for this and they both were consenting.
But signing up for a reality show is different than signing up to be sexually assaulted.
Correct. But they're both consenting adults that are so blackout drunk. It's if one was the other.
One was unconscious and not moving and one was
It's unclear if she was unconscious or not.
Well, I hope that the show takes the opportunity to use it as a platform to discuss this.
No way.
what consent means.
I don't think they will.
They probably won't, which is unfortunate.
Right now, they're just saying, you know, there's a lot of stories out there, and no one knows the truth.
Yeah, because they're going to try to cover their ass. Right. Because they're, yeah.
So I don't think they will. That's what they should do.
Sexual assault is never okay.
Never.
And unless they get a lot of people who start coming out saying, this also happened to me too on the show or whatever, then they might be in trouble. If that
happens. I have questions.
Oh, okay.
No, well, because I... So if a girl's super drunk and a guy's not, clearly sexual assault.
Yeah.
If a guy is super drunk and a girl's not, she's hooking up with him and he's, like, completely out of it, sexual assault.
Well, yeah.
So if they're both super drunk... What is it?
I think it negates... it doesn't negate is the wrong word because it's still an act that's happening, but they're both don't know what's happening. Like, yeah, I think sexual assault has to be when one person knows... Like, they know it's wrong. They know that they're doing it to someone who has no way to stop it.
If neither person can give consent, what's the legal
ramifications?
I need a lawyer. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not, like, a legal expert on this, but I definitely, like, in accordance to the law, like, one of the parties being very drunk isn't an excuse for the person that cannot consent to continue to
I think Corinne is going to win this one out because if she was supposedly unconscious and he was doing the acts, it's going to come back on him being the one doing the assaulting.
Well, right, because so, if that is in fact the case, like one party is clearly not consenting.
Right.
And I mean, he being very drunk, I mean, if he's performing an act, like that is him consenting. So like that's not the same thing.
It's a gray area for sure.
Yeah.
Well, production is ultimately, I think, the one that's going to come at fault for this.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure most of
So the show has been canceled. Reality Steve says it will never come back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says they'll probably try to repurpose it, but Mexico is not going to let them back.
But that isn't that the whole basis of Bachelor in Paradise is that they're all sleeping together? Kind of.
They film for 6 weeks, and it's like all these like fan favorites from the multiple seasons of The Bachelor, Bachelor Nation people, and they don't all sleep with each other, but it is a lot of like, you guys are all looking for love. Here's a bunch of people looking for love. Maybe you'll find love in 6 weeks.
In 6 weeks.
Last year, like 3 couples got engaged.
Mm. Really? How many of them are married?
I think one is still together. The other two have broken up.
Of course.
Obviously, it's all for fame.
Yeah, of course.
No one goes on The Bachelor anymore to actually find love. It's just to get Instagram famous.
Instagram famous.
Rep that skinny flat tummy tee, whatever.
Yeah, flat tummy tee.
And diff eyewear.
Listen,
and
I'll
the
rep
box,
that.
Fab Fit Fun box.
Listen, I'll rep that stuff if somebody wants to pay me.
Yeah, seriously, Def Eyewear, call me.
I already have 3 pairs. I'm just saying.
Well, that was a Debbie Downer combo.
Sorry, I know. I can't stop reading the articles about it.
Yeah, because it's been like all over since.
It is, and it happened on June 4th. Anyway.
Oh, your anniversary. I'm like, what was June
4th? I know. I was like, wait, what?
Why was it?
Her anniversary.
Anyway. Let's talk about some gossip mags.
Ooh, let's, because we have a few. We have some in front of us, which was great.
Any good stories?
Yeah, so I think you were the one who looked through this one. And
well, both of mine are like fashion things. So what do we think about the rompers for males?
So I definitely saw somebody wearing a man romper in Greece.
Where in Greece?
Fashion-forward Europeans.
In Mykonos. And, I mean... It didn't look bad, but he was also not straight. So
did it have a zipper or buttons at the pee area?
Oh,
that's my question. Like rompers are actually incredibly impractical and kind of horrible to wear.
They're
so why would men
especially
want
if you're
to
at brunch.
God. But here's the thing: for a guy, it's depending on how they make it. It's easier for them to go to the bathroom.
Well, if they have a
penis,
right? But if they have a button or a zipper, But look at the ones in this issue of Life and Style.
No, right here. Isn't that what's this?
It doesn't look like it has a zipper or a button in the crotch area.
But her point is, it doesn't matter because
doesn't
just,
matter.
Like, pull up the
look how
leg.
Yeah, look
what?
How big the leg is. Look how.
Oh, you're
wide.
Saying that it goes out.
Yes.
Wouldn't it pee on themselves?
No.
Well, not if you do it right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've seen some that are tight.
We would, because
the pants are tight.
Okay, well, then that, I can't explain that. Yeah. But
when I wear, the few times I've worn a romper,
yeah,
it's like, I mean,
it's very
inconvenient. Real difficult. Real hard to get it off of, yes, like, on your shoulder.
Remember, yes, we don't have anything to pull out. We have to, like, take it all off.
Right.
They literally can just, like,
I would love, I mean, obviously I'm not a guy, but I would love to be a guy to walk into a men's restroom and at the urinal, see a guy.
Just like peeing through his romper. Yeah, out his romper leg.
Either out its leg, out like a hole or a button, or it's one that doesn't have any buttons or zippers, and he's had to shimmy the whole thing down, and it's hanging around his ankles.
But, I mean, I say, hey, if you are comfortable rocking it, please, by all means, go for it.
You got it, flaunt it.
I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out, what is the purpose of...
Well, guys want to wear whatever girls can wear. It's 2017.
I mean, yes, they can, but I'm just... I mean, but these look like pajamas. Like,
what men do you know that are wearing one pajamas?
No, these look like pajamas. Like, I wouldn't even
maybe
wear this romper.
Something about
is
her
that
husband.
What no.
Do you guys have matching onesies?
No. What I'm saying is, as a female, I wouldn't even wear this.
No.
It's ugly.
Well, no, because those ones are just like funny, but those are what the guys' ones have looked like.
And I don't like them.
I flagged something else that's fashion related. I think it was about...
Is it Mariah?
It was about underboob.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Ooh.
Underboob. Yay or nay?
Nay.
I mean, I mean...
Let me see the...
Photos that that we're looking at, I mean, they look good.
You know, I always used to look at these people and be like, how did they dress like this and make it look so good? Tape. Lots and lots of
yeah.
tape.
Oh, yeah. We've never done that?
Like,
oh, it's great.
No, I've never.
Oh.
It's... Mine are too big to tape.
Well, like duct tape.
I guarantee. Yeah, that's what you use though. You have to use. You have to.
What happens when you take it off?
Bad, I mean, you take it off.
Maybe you soak.
But you have. You can't use like Scotch tape. Nothing's gonna happen.
Well, no, but
I'm not taping anything.
Tape.
Fashion tape doesn't work. Boo. Oh. Don't work.
Not on these.
Mm. Not on my boobs aren't even that big, but no.
I've never thought, I'm going to tape these today.
So like when
I've thought about it, but I haven't done it because I'm afraid of pain.
But yeah, like all like. Kardashians, everybody, when you see the
way that the Kardashians tape,
but that's how
it's cray.
That's how everybody tapes.
Like double sided duct tape.
Mm-mm.
No, it's duct tape.
It's duct tape, and you go
like
here, yep,
all around.
Because it's so they sit.
Oh, it's like a bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sits.
But it's like
nice.
Numerous pieces of duct tape.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you do it. I mean, people don't just wake up like this.
No, I know, yeah. But that's a lot of effort.
Yes. I mean, I think the underboob is. It's a little much. It's a little much. But, I mean, some of these girls look cool.
Yeah, but I also think it's because they have small boobs.
Yeah.
Does Kylie have small boobs?
I think so.
Maybe
Speaking
not.
Speaking of Kylie.
Oh, yeah. The
she
cover
married?
Says
she
secretly married is what the cover says.
Who's she dating?
Some new rapper.
Oh,
Travis?
Say, yeah, Travis Scott.
Isn't she like 17?
No,
she's like 20 now.
Or 20.
Clearly. Yeah, that was a while ago.
Ready to get married.
No, I don't think she's married, guys.
Very young.
No way.
I still stand by Kendall as the best
well,
Kardashian.
Well, when she
of
gets
course,
divorced, she'll still be like five
she'll
less
still have
than
time.
All of her sisters. So.
Wait.
Mariah is out of control.
Why is Mariah out of control? I love Mariah, though. Mariah can be out of control if she wants
Glass
to.
Glass in hand, Mariah Carey beamed in front of a wine keg and snuggled up on her on-again, off-again beau, Brian Tanaka, at Napa Valley Vineyard over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, so
I
now they're on
and, with that.
So now they're on and off again?
That sounds like a great weekend.
If we would have gone to Napa, we would have seen her.
Yeah. Well, I heard a rumor her and Nick Cannon were getting back together.
I heard that rumor, too.
He's concerned.
Who is Nick Cannon?
Nick.
Didn't you just have a baby with someone else?
Lifestyle?
He did. Yeah.
He just says her ex is concerned, and it doesn't say anything about why he's concerned.
So I know our whole, podcast is about gossip and everything, but did anyone see when Jennifer Garner called out people for putting her on the front of the front cover, talking about her?
Yes.
How heartbroken she was about the... Like
recently,
Ben finally moving out, and it was her side of the story, and she like wrote and was like, "Yeah, I didn't do this interview. I didn't
oh,
do
it."
And it looked like she posed for
photos. Yeah,
and like it looked like a people photo.
And they
shoot.
Like quoted her, and she was like, "I did."
Yeah,
not.
She's like, "I didn't."
Was it an article?
Yeah,
she had the cover story.
She had the cover story,
and like a
so
four-page
article. So where did they get
Probably what? Sources close to her. Mm. I don't know. But she
sources
like,
close
she
to
like
her.
Flat out was like, I didn't sit for this. None of this is me. I'm fine. Oh. Like, we're working it out with, like, our family.
Oh,
so
no.
Yeah, well, that's not cool.
That is not. I mean,
so
these magazines have to be careful nowadays. They're going to start, people are going to, like, legit start suing.
Yeah, but the ones you see mostly, like, the Kardashians on it,
want to be
on it.
Oh, of course. Everybody wants to be on it. Wait, can we talk also, because this was happening, like, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, Scott being seen with, like, 16 different girls.
Bella Thorne.
Yeah, but whore. Other girls. Oh.
And Sophia Richie. Right?
Yeah.
Whores. 19-year-old whores.
Who she met, who we met up again with recently.
Yep. Which is so crazy.
I'm just holding out for him and Courtney to get back together.
Oh, you might be holding your breath for a long time.
I think that they
she's
they
the
do
kids
this.
She wanted. So yeah. I don't think they're going to get back together.
Oh, I think they will. I think they do this on purpose and they make all the money they can.
Maybe.
From everything and then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry, I just saw a photo in this this magazine of a whiskey we're carrying at one of our events.
Oh, nice.
Look at that. Fancy.
Fancy
us.
Worth it.
Sorry, that was just so random and I just saw it.
I've never heard of it.
I think we should
get into like the spoiler alerts because I'm really excited to talk about our main topic.
Okay, yeah. So let's move on from the mags. Yeah.
I'm like real excited.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
But we can't spoiler the next one because I haven't finished it.
We're not going to spoil it. I just want to know who's watching Orange is the New Black this season.
I am, for sure.
Not me, but apparently Carlin sees them in Greece because she sees someone famous everywhere she goes.
Yeah, Carlin, who was staying at your hotel in Mykonos?
So Taylor Schilling, mm-hmm. I think that's
Piper.
How you pronounce it. Piper.
Yeah. Who's that?
And
the main character.
Oh. Yeah, and then Natasha Leone,
the drug addict.
Yeah. So I think it was just the two of them because I think the other ones went back to New York because the day that I saw both Taylor and Natasha, I think they left because the day after was the party for the new season of Orange is the New Black, and I think they were all there. So I only, like, I made eye contact with her, and then that was it. I should have smiled.
How did she look out of jail? Like,
she looked great.
Well rested.
Well rested.
The season is good. I binged the whole 13 episodes this weekend.
I know somebody on the show.
Naturally.
Of course she does.
You do.
I tried to watch that one.
Who do you
like
know?
Several episodes, and then I couldn't get into
it. And you couldn't
really?
Get into it?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
I read this, but I read the book.
Oh, you did?
Interesting, yeah.
Oh, that makes me sad that you couldn't get into the show if you read the book.
I'm pretty bad at shows, though. And it's their
reality.
Wait, who do you know on the show?
She was started last season, the new black girl, the Muslim one with the...
I love her. Mm-hmm. She has a big role this season. She's one of the main girls.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out her backstory in the episodes. It's interesting.
Really?
I won't spoil it
for
you.
So she is best friends with one of my friends. Her name is Ashley. I met her at UCF. And so I met her.
Ashley?
No. Oh, okay. Not that Ashley. There's so many Ashleys.
Stephanie's like, then I know her too.
Right.
Right. So I know someone on Orange is the New Black.
No, it's another Ashley. And it's her best friend. And so when she lived in Orlando, I hung out with them every once in a while. And so I met her. So she's so nice. And I think it's so awesome that she's on the show now.
Yeah.
And she's really good.
She is really good. And I really like her storyline, actually.
Oh, I'm so excited.
They don't. Well, I don't. Never mind.
We only watched three episodes. The first three episodes.
Yeah.
Because I think it brought us. Because we watched from.
So
New
I
York
think
home.
Four. I think is when you find her backstory. Out.
Oh, because the one we just watched.
More,
the one we just watched is the Girl Scout.
Oh my God, I loved that one.
Yeah.
So bad.
You're anyway, like, we don't know what
we're
going to
move on because the other two don't know what we're talking about. It's a great. I think it's the second best season. I think season one was the best, and I think this season is number two. Anyway, did you read The Handmaid's Tale?
That's a book too?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The season finale is tonight on Hulu.
Everything is
a
book.
It's already out, but anyway.
Everything good is good.
I'm the only one watching that. So
that's how you know. Mm-hmm. You're doing what?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Did any of you watch The Arrangement?
Ooh. No, but it will segue nicely into Scientology.
I am so happy you finally finished it.
Yeah, I had 8 episodes to watch. I told you, I've not only been watching TV for weeks.
That's the one that's like kind of a little bit Tom and Katie-esque.
They claim it's not, but I'm sorry it is.
100% it is. Yeah.
So this will help us get into Scientology. Yeah. So why don't you tell, like, what's The Arrangement
Give
about?
Give a synopsis.
Oh, I have to do it?
Yes.
Oh,
I haven't watched it.
Just a brief one.
Okay. A brief one. So there is a movie star who, and I, you know what's weird? I didn't see the first episode. I saw like the beginning of the second, but I know what happened. But so there's this movie star in Hollywood, obviously, who is a part of this institution, what, Institution of Higher Learning or something? Right.
I mean, I have that in my notes today about what Scientology is, so continue.
Right. So he basically was like with this girl, with another actress, I believe, and then they broke up. And then had
another big time
celebrity. Yeah, another big time celebrity. They had, this is, the beginning is a little hazy for me because I, like I said, I didn't watch the beginning, but from what I gathered from the rest, that they had basically set up an audition, like a movie audition, but technically it was really auditioning for, it was an audition for a leading lady for this movie with the movie star. But in reality, it was auditioning for this girl to be his girlfriend. So, yeah. So once she found, yeah. So then once she finds out, basically she has to sign this contract and everything like that, that she gets, like, yeah, and she gets money.
They have chemistry and they like, they,
yeah, they
like
really
each
like
other,
each other.
And they have chemistry.
Yeah.
But like day two, he's like, by the way, so I think that this is working out. Here's the contract.
Right. So it has like certain steps that like after this you like we do this and after this we get married and blah 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 and she gets money
$10 million
yeah $10 million.
Okay, so the question is, so, would you do it?
Hold
your horses. Sorry,
you know Stephanie has all of this lined up.
It's a game later.
But it's so
a game.
So yes. This is Katie.
Yes, that's
so,
what
here's, Katie Holmes.
There's like so many connections. So yeah. the girl it's got her start in TV.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Dawson's got her start in TV.
Yep.
The guy is like a big time movie star who had broken up with another big time movie star.
And it's like Nicole action Kidman. Too.
The guy, Kyle, is best friends with the guy who runs the Institute for Higher Learning.
Yep.
There's like so many parallels, but yet the cast is always like, it has nothing to do with Scientology.
Yeah, well, they have
and it's
to.
Not
I
Tom
mean,
Cruise
how else
and Katie
does
Holmes.
Katie Holmes have all the money that she has right now?
All right. Well, of course.
She's not acting.
Money.
Doing what?
She didn't make it.
Those Dawson's Creek residuals, it's on every day.
Yeah, but not that much money.
Well,
no.
She gets something in the divorce.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
From,
I bet
like,
she's about to get another payday when it hits 5 years and she finally can go public with her boyfriend.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Mr. Jamie Foxx.
Allegedly.
She's dating Jamie Foxx.
They've been dating for like 2 or 3 years, but they haven't been able to be public because...
Allegedly.
Wait, there's a contract?
Part of her divorce was she wasn't allowed to publicly date...
That.
Yes, that part we know.
You've seen the document.
That is not alleged.
Really?
Allegedly, I saw it.
Allegedly, you saw it.
Okay. Somebody said, yes, I
no,
saw
but
it.
I do actually believe this allegedly.
So she's going to get big.
But they have,
when she,
they've
like,
been dating.
About,
they've also said that they'll be giving an interview basically about their relationship status in the summer, and it takes place after the 5 year mark. I Googled when that is. It's like July.
Oh, I can't wait.
My mouth is just like
but
wide
honestly,
open right now.
You
I'm going to have to watch it.
You
is
have
it on
to
Netflix
watch the show.
Oh, no, Demand.
It's on
right?
E.
It might be on
Demand.
You gotta, it's really good.
It's good. And like,
yeah,
you
like
are,
Clint's going to let me watch.
Like, but it's like interesting because you start thinking like, is this, because there's one part where she has a lot of like, I mean, I don't want to give it away because obviously you'll watch it.
Now I want to watch it.
But she has some like history that's like not great and she's being like blackmailed. So they kind of take her away, like the institute takes her away. And so it's kind of like resemblance of some of the stuff that you hear about Scientology.
The Sea Org.
I have, like, have to get into Scientology. Cause, like,
do you think that they knew that she did that when she came to the interview? Like the stuff in her past? Do you think they knew about it?
100%.
So do I. Because I think they knew they could use it on her.
So, anyway. Okay, so it's kind of like, if we segue into Scientology, that David Miscavige's wife is missing.
Yes, and where do we think she is?
That's how the whole thing started with Leah Remini, is that she she went to the cops to fill out a missing person's report.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has seen her.
Yeah.
But don't they have somebody who, like, every once in a while is like, yeah, I saw her yesterday.
Yeah, there's reports out regularly. Yeah.
Okay, so where do we begin on Scientology?
What is Scientology?
I have it. I wrote it down. Do you want to say, are you into Scientology?
Well, so I started because I read Leah Remini's, am I saying that?
Oh, yeah, you read the book.
Yeah, so I read that book. And
Elise reads the books.
That really, Elise reads books. Like, every day she reads a book.
So keep in mind, when I don't live in the United States, I have no TV.
So you have to read,
some book reading happening.
Okay, now I feel a little better.
So I read that book, and then that led me to, like, 5 other books. But keep in mind that these books, like, are all written by people that are disillusioned and, you know, left the religion. Or the organization. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not necessarily like, I mean, there's lots of people that have left disillusioned from lots of different
institutions, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there, you know, I'm kind of like reading like one side of it. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So Scientology was founded by L. Ron Hubbard.
Yes.
Name makes me laugh. Religion that offers a precise path leading to a complete and certain understanding of one's true spiritual nature and one's relationship to self, family, groups, mankind, all life forms, the material universe, the spiritual universe, and the supreme being. So basically, it addresses the spirit, not the body or the mind. Man is much more than a product of his environment or genes.
So basically, the belief is that our like physical bodies just happen to be a particular kind of like vehicle
for our spirit.
Which is called like a thetan, I think, something like that. And basically that spirit goes on and lives like thousands of lives, and there is no end to it.
Man is immortal.
Right.
Yep.
And so they do believe in like an ultimate being, but like what I was reading is that they leave it open to like a lot of interpretation. So like you could believe that that ultimate being is a Christian God, for example, or like some other thing. So they don't really like specify that, but that there is some kind of like creator, but that these spirits go on and on and on. And so the point of Scientology through like all these practices, like called auditing, which are basically like sessions. And apparently like, what I was reading of the people that left the organization is they can become like very cumbersome. Like you're expected
to
spend
expensive.
A lot.
Expensive, right?
Well, expensive. And you're also like, it's like becomes like very time consuming. You're expected to go and do these sessions. And so you sit with like an auditor, and there's actually like a thing called like an e-meter, which is supposed to tell you. So you're trying to achieve this thing called clear, which is that you have like let go of all of the, so you have like a rational mind and then an emotional mind, and you're supposed to like clear out the emotional mind to be like your best realist self. And you do it through these sessions. And so like you sit with this auditor, and this auditor is like, but tell me about this and tell me about this. And you're holding onto this like e-meter, which they say is like similar to like a lie detector test, like that it like can sense like kind of electrical changes in your body,
like emotions,
to see like if you're reaching like clear or not.
Right.
But obviously, like, you know, so the scientific community disagrees.
Right. Of
that
course.
This is like an actual thing. And there's also like kind of a bit of like conflict as well with like psychiatry and psychology. Like the Scientologists are very anti-psychiatry and psychology, and the psychological community is like, this is kind of, you know, not legitimate. So yeah. So the idea is that you're trying to become like your like clearest, realest self. And you go through, there's like all of these like various layers. But one of the criticisms is like each of the layers, you are expected to like buy new materials and pay for more auditing sessions. And like, so it can become very like very expensive and also like very time consuming. And some of the people that have left the organization are basically like, they encourage you to like basically give up the rest of your life. And that one of the things is like, they pretty much are like, you can't speak to like non-Scientologists.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if a family member like leaves Scientology, you're supposed to like, you know,
disassociate. You're a suppressive person.
But how does that work with the celebrities who are Scientologists? Because obviously they're going to talk to people who aren't Scientologists.
Like from what I read, or like what Leah was saying and some of the others that I read about, they're like, okay, yeah, you can like associate with them. Like, okay, you're my coworker, but that you're not supposed to be like very close to me. Yeah. Like you're not supposed to be like my best friend.
And she said something about, I meant to watch it, but when she was on Chelsea's show, Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
And because they were really good friends or are really good friends. And obviously on the show, like Chelsea talked, like on the Chelsea Handler show, like back in the day, they made fun of, you know, Scientology. And she said that like they had gotten a call that basically was like, and she basically was like, can you guys stop, you know, making these jokes? Because I guess she got, you know, Leah got calls about it or whatever.
Like,
but
and she admitted it on Chelsea's new show like last week or 2 weeks ago that like, yep, that's exactly what happened. They told me to tell you to stop. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's amazing how now Leah is so completely against it.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened, and it probably happens with a lot of religions, is that when you are involved so heavily, or if you've started, because I think from her story, she said she started because her mom was in
it. Her mom's still in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was born
in it. So when you're born in something and that's all you know, and your parents are telling you, this is what you do, this is what we do, this is what you do. And you probably not until you get to a certain point where you're starting to think for yourself, or you're starting to see things that maybe you don't really agree with, and you just start forming your own opinions, then you're kind of like, wait, why do I believe this? Mm-hmm. Like, is there a reason why? And it's not even just Scientology. I have a lot of friends who were raised super Catholic and now don't go to church just because there's a lot of things in the Catholic Church they just don't believe in, because it's just, some of it is really extreme. Yeah. So I definitely could see where one day she was probably like, hold up. Like, this shit's crazy.
It was David Miscavige's wife missing, because that was her friend. And then one would answer questions that she, I mean, she's from like New York, right? And I mean, Stacey Carosi. So like,
by the way, fun fact, do you know that she auditioned to be Rachel and they were like, too thick of a New York accent?
Yes.
Oh my God. I didn't
know that. She said that somewhere. I read that somewhere.
Yeah, Rachel on Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe I didn't read her book, but I saw that somewhere.
Yeah. Which would, I mean, just funny, like, if that
had so been weird. But Jennifer Aniston ever have become Jennifer Aniston?
Who knows?
No, and then Brad Pitt wouldn't have cheated on her.
No.
We
don't know that.
But, I mean, I think Scientology, I mean, but like anything, any religion or even organization, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that find a benefit out of it and it helps them, and they're doing it more, I don't want to say like casually, but like it hasn't become their entire life. I'm sure there's lots of people out there just living their life, and that happens to be a part of it. I think that like anything, if it becomes that it's
extremist,
like so all consuming and it's very extreme, that can be, you know, a bit detrimental if you're giving tons of money and all of this time and losing other relationships and then that can be like a little much. And just to also point out, like, I mean, all respect to anyone who wants to believe anything that they think helps them as a person, awesome. I do want to point out that R.L. Hubbard, like, was actually a science fiction author, like a well-known science fiction author.
He also studied hypnosis.
Well, and so this all sprung out of, like, the original thing was, so he's this science fiction author, but then he wrote this kind of like a self-help book,
Dianetics,
right? That people were like, oh, okay, like, this is helping me. It's you know, oh, I go through these stages and I'm supposed to better myself and blah blah blah, whatever. And then it's like, oh, and then also I made this religion, which I think is
here,
like,
but it also has a lot of celebrity backing, which is like,
oh, yeah,
fascinates people. So
I printed out a list of all the celebrities who are alleged Scientologists,
right?
I
left it in my computer, but it was 17 pages.
What?
Yeah.
The big ones were Tom Cruise, Christy Alley, Jenna Elfman, John Travolta, Sonny Bono, R.I.P., Dougie Fresh.
Yep.
Oh.
Beck, Erica Christensen, who I knew was weird swim fan. Oh, so weird.
Oh, I do not like
her. And Juliette Lewis were the ones I wrote down.
Oh.
There's a lot of other, like, rumored people or ones who have been connected so that sometime they think they were, like, Katie Holmes, clearly, Nicole Kidman, even Brad Pitt, they say, at points in his friendship with Tom Cruise.
I knew Jenna Elfman because she's been very vocal, I think.
Who's Jenna Elfman?
Dharma
and Greg. Do you remember that show?
Yeah. The tall blonde.
Uh-huh. Because I feel like, and Christy Alley, too, is really vocal about.
Yeah, her
and the Mastersons, Chris and Danny and Laura Prepon.
Oh, yeah.
They're all signed.
But I wonder.
But I find that kind of, like, a little strange that we're always like, oh, okay, like, Scientology is, like, all about celebrities and stuff. But, like, look at a list of, like, Catholic celebrities.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's like, what is it really that?
I think much? It's just, I don't know.
I think it's too, there's a lot of like.
Of negative, like, I don't know.
Weird
Leah
stuff.
Leah Remini's documentary that she has with all of the like people that follow her and the like private, like it's really bizarre what they go through to like keep things hidden. Mm-hmm. And I think, now, granted, the Catholics do it too, but,
but
I mean, come on. Yeah.
I think with other religions, though, those celebrities who are, like, Catholics and, like, Jewish and everything, they're not out there, like, talking about it and getting other people to, like, try to join
consuming.
It. Whereas Scientology, I think they are. It's like, I mean, it's not just a religion. It's like everything they do is Scientology.
Yeah.
Well, I think even like the blackmail stuff and like all that kind of stuff is kind of strange. Like,
here's the thing. It's like right down in St. Clearwater
is the biggest.
And I want to go and see.
Is this
they won't allow
extra
you.
Thing that's called like Sea Org.
Yes.
Yes.
I saw that.
Like, if
but
you
sign a contract for a billion years.
Yeah, well, because your thetan lives on. In
right. A billion effing years.
You only get paid $75 a week.
Yeah, so I read the book of R.L. Hubbard's niece, who also defected or whatever you want to call it. Like left, and she had been like raised in the Sea Org, and basically they like took all. So the Sea Org is just like an extra level of commitment. So you're like the
super,
like the
super. It'd be like being maybe like a nun. You
know, I have what they do. It's a lifetime commitment for a billion year contract,
right?
And they got free room and board. They got $75 a week for their allowance, and they agree to strict codes of discipline. They including. No premarital sex. They work at least 100 hours a week. They live in communal housing.
100 hours.
Called birthings. They're allowed to get married, but if they have kids, they either have to leave the Sea Org or give away their children.
Well, so the kids are raised, or at least according to this niece, are raised.
I did
raised,
not
like,
read that.
In like a group.
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of it.
So they don't like
and they can't,
the parents.
Right. So they know no relationship.
Yes.
Is what they said is that you don't have a bond with, like, this is my mom, this is my father, like, everybody
is.
Is
that a red flag to anyone?
Certainly.
I mean, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, how do these people not see that that's, like,
crazy?
Not,
but again, it's one of those things where if you are raised like that, that's all you know.
Or if you're lost and you're looking for something and there's one part that you connect with, your mind will let you.
Yeah.
You
let's
know,
take
go through
a field
a
trip and go down to the St. Pete.
Would.
And
but again,
they will
I would
throw
say
stuff
that,
at us.
Like, you know, many, many other religions, like, also have facilities like that for children. I mean, you know, you can send your kids to a Buddhist monastery to be raised there. Mm-hmm. You can, I mean, so it's not unique to Scientology, but I agree. Like that's a pretty extreme measure to go to.
Yeah. Well, and I just think it's so extreme because of all the negative stuff that's coming out. Yeah. Like,
I just, I don't, so I watched all of the A&E, Leah Remini documentary.
Season 2 coming soon.
And and they were just, I mean, again, obviously these are people who have left.
Right.
But even, you know, some of their stories, like, are just very sad. I think there was one, it was a twin brother. It was him and his twin.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. I don't remember exactly what happened, but.
He committed suicide.
Yeah. Right? Oh. Well, because I guess one, they grew up in the religion, and then one left, and then basically, like, when you decide I don't want to be in Scientology anymore, then you can't really associate with your family members who are in it because you're a suppressive person. Mm-hmm. So you no longer
sorry, that reminds me of a story.
You no longer can talk to your family. And so I guess, he didn't talk to him for forever. And I think, no, I think he got in a car accident or something happened. Yeah. He died and he hadn't spoken to him in years.
Yeah.
And that, you know, tore him up inside. Is
and
that
he,
you?
He, like the way he found out was super. Just yeah. like, by the way.
By the way, your twin, yeah. your twin brother, the person who you shared life with, mm-hmm. is no longer there. And there are just like a couple of other stories where like there was one family that the mom and dad like left, and they had kids, and but the parents were still in Scientology. They literally lived across the street from each other. And they said the parents never spoke to them. The kids would be outside playing, and they wouldn't even look across the yard to see their grandchildren.
Yeah. Who's I'm the like, guy what? With Leah Remini, the Australian, who was, like, really high up?
Yeah, he was high up in the Sea Org.
So he lives in St. Petersburg, mm-hmm. close, in case his son ever wants to get out of the organization.
Oh, that's,
he's, like, there. That's yeah. why he chooses to live there.
Yeah.
He's, like, a new wife. He has young kids now,
oh, yeah,
whereas he has, like, an older kid. But yeah. he has chosen to live there in case his son ever feels the need to get out. To he get has out. Somewhere to yeah. go.
Yeah, because that guy was high up, and he yeah. said he was even one of the ones who would, like, find all the dirt on people mm-hmm. and go and harass them and do
and
all that kind of stuff.
And they show a lot of that footage, too,
oh,
of him.
So that's, like, another one of the criticisms is, like, in the auditing process, unlike, for example, like, a priest or something that if you do, like, a confession that
nobody
they, like,
knows.
Listen and it's just, but no one knows, they, like, actually will write everything and ooh. Keep a file.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
no.
so, you know, some of the people that have left are basically, like, then they used this information.
That's why people say that John Travolta is still in it, because
correct.
They probably have a lot of stuff on
they
him.
They think that they have something major on him.
But they'll like make gay. You stay in these auditing
okay,
sessions.
Allegedly that's what it is.
yeah. You don't need allegedly for yeah. that.
So.
Well, right. And so like they'll make you stay in these auditing sessions like until you admit something, and then they have like a file
right.
on it, which that to me is.
What amazing. If you lie? Like what if you're just like, I
well,
don't.
Well, the e-reader meter, whatever. Well, no.
I wish you like, could see Carlin's face right now.
No.
That's a nice eye roll.
No, I'm just saying, like, what if I'm like, I don't have anything to
well,
say.
Well, some of them said that did happen, and so they would basically, like, start, like, pretty much making things up.
Yeah, I would.
I was reading stories about Tom Cruise that Leah Remini told.
Ooh.
And apparently, speaking of suppressive people, I guess Leah asked Isabella, Tom's oldest adopted daughter mm-hmm. that he adopted with Nicole, something about her mom. And she said, no, I don't hang out with her. She's an SP.
Really?
That's because daddy's still footing the bill.
Oh, that's right. But she...
So she's a suppressive person.
He doesn't see...
She left the church.
Who did? The...
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, well, right.
The church.
But how many kids did they adopt?
Two.
Okay. Connor.
Connor and Isabella.
That's right. Because they also... Where was I listening? I was watching something and they were saying, shoot, I don't remember. It's good. I don't remember. I'll remember it later. Something about
honeymoon brain.
Yeah, maybe.
Champagne brain.
Champagne brain. I think that's what it is.
How much money would it take for you guys to become a Scientologist or like get involved with one?
Are they paying me in addition to paying for everything that I have to pay for to be a Scientologist, like all of the classes and
right. all your classes, and then on top of that, how much money would it take?
$1 billion.
Ooh.
If they're gonna make me sign a billion-year contract, there better be a billion
not to be in
dollars.
The Sea Org, just to be like a regular Scientologist.
Okay. Maybe a million less than a billion.
I say 30 mil.
50.
It?
50.
30.
Least.
Well, it's not
oh,
like
yeah,
you, could,
you. There's not. You couldn't pay me.
Oh,
it's not like you could travel with it. You can't do anything.
I mean, what would you do with the money?
Why can't I travel?
Because you're with Scientology.
I don't know. Is there
no,
like a,
you can? So here's the thing. I don't know much.
You can't leave. If you leave, you don't get the money.
What do you mean?
You
I can't
have to
leave?
Be a Scientologist for 15 years.
I'm not trying to go 15's anywhere.
Not that long.
25.
Oh, you
your
mean,
whole life.
You mean
to get the money?
You mean leave the organization?
Correct.
Right.
Oh no! I think you meant like leave the country. I was like, what? Why can't
no,
I leave the country?
You can travel.
Right. I was like, why can't I travel?
Scientologists yeah, but, are allowed to travel.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not staying. I'm not in the Sea Org.
A lot of classes.
I'm just going to the classes every once in a while.
Every other day.
Every once in a while.
Every other day.
Every day that ends in Y.
How do I have a job? Can I have a...
You don't.
You're an actress.
You don't need it.
No, I'm not.
No, Leah had a job, but she said that basically she, like, would go film and then every single other free hour that
she was there, right?
And she did say that she now thinks that doing this documentary has helped her get jobs. It has not hindered her.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I think everybody has always liked her. I mean, she's
Stacey Carosi.
She's a bitch, but I love that.
Love her.
Yeah.
She has a new role in the new Kevin James show.
Yeah, because it's
they fired the other girl.
Yeah.
So that she could get hired for it.
Really? Because they're basically remaking King of Queens.
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know this. I liked King of Queens.
I don't know if they're remaking it, but it's basically,
pretty much
going
to be the same thing.
Pretty much is going to be the same thing.
What about you, Steph? How much would it take?
I don't know. I made up the question.
Oh, well, you have to answer it too.
I don't know. How long do I have to be in Scientology?
Forever.
Oh. Forever? Well, then what's the point of the money?
Because you're rich.
You get the money.
Okay, fine. It would take $100 million tax-free.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a good one.
Tax-free is a good
She's
one.
She's thought about that.
That's a good way to go.
Okay.
There isn't much I wouldn't do for $100 million tax-free.
Yeah. We'll have to end our best friendship.
No, because you're going to be
gonna
one,
be
too.
I'm going to be a suppressive person.
Oh, she's going to be suppressive.
Whatever, I'll lie.
You're going to be an SP.
I'm going to be an SP.
Whatever.
Oh, that's Soul Sister.
Right, well, then I can't do it.
Oh, okay.
No, you can't do it.
So I can't do it. I'm out.
No money in the world.
No money in the world.
I'm out.
Elise makes us good people. Well, makes you a good person.
I'm a better person because Elise is my friend.
I'm like 10 mil. No, what did I say? I said 30 mil. I said 30 mil.
Steph is my friend.
Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Mazel.
Do you have games for us?
I do.
Oh,
I have
Scientology.
I have some quick little games.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So we're going to do the Would You Rather first,
because
it's not as, I don't think any of them are really that hard.
I think
but
we're going to start with Elise, though, right? I think
yes.
We should start with the guest.
So everyone has to answer.
Okay.
Would you rather, and these are both two things I read that happened.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
They're not that crazy. Would you rather play hide and seek with Tom Cruise, Will Smith, and Jada Pinkett Smith?
But that sounds fun. So that
yeah,
one.
Actually, yeah.
Or be picked to be Tom Cruise's next girlfriend.
Oh, okay, come on.
For only 3 months.
Oh, no. I'm going to play hide and seek.
Right.
Did that really happen?
Yeah. Leah Remini went over to Tom Cruise's house one day, and Will and Jada were there, and he was like, we're going to play hide and seek.
Oh, I forgot they are Scientologists, too.
Yeah.
And they started that school that closed down.
Try to be his girlfriend for 3 months to see.
Because think about what you could get for being Tom Cruise.
What you could understand, like, and know.
Yeah. Well, not even that, but like,
you probably have to sign your life away.
Yes.
If you're Tom Cruise's girlfriend for 3 months and like you want to be any sort of famous, like you're gonna be.
I don't want to be famous, but I just want to see like what goes on in his mind. Is he really as batshit as I think he is?
I think
so. I kind of think he is.
Like, is he Oprah couch all the time?
Because didn't they say? Oh shoot. Didn't they say somewhere that, like, oh, I think it was on Leah Remini's show, that, like, once he became a Scientologist, like, everybody in his life, like, was a Scientologist.
His gardener, his lawyer,
nanny, everybody, everybody in his life had to be Scientologist.
Yeah.
So what would you rather do, Carlin?
Play hide and seek.
And Stephanie?
I would marry.
Mary? That was not.
I would date Tom Cruise for 3 months.
Absolutely.
Nah. I want to have fun with Jada and Will.
Yeah.
I think they probably have a little more fun with you than
me. I'm fine with that. I'm on board.
What if that hide and seek game turned into a foursome?
Fine with that. I would be like, no.
She said it real quick, and then like,
no, I feel like Tom
and,
can
and
you stand?
Tom and Will.
I'd be like, can we
Tom, can you stand over there?
Will and Tom and Will were more into each other than anybody else.
No, that would be John Travolta.
Who knows? People say the same about Tom Cruise.
Oh, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, we're gonna play two rounds of F, Marry, Kill.
Oh, jeez.
Scientology edition.
Okay.
The first one are ladies.
Okay.
Katie Holmes, Nicole Kidman, or Leah Remini?
Okay, I would marry Leah Remini. I would... I guess I would F Nicole Kidman and kill Katie.
Oh,
interesting.
Stephanie didn't like that answer.
Okay. Shannon?
I would kill Nicole Kidman. Because she seems like she would bug the crap out of me.
Yeah.
For sure. Marry Leah Remini, because I totally want to be friends with her and just see what her life is like. And I guess I would F Katie Holmes. I mean, Joey,
I feel like
I guess.
She would be so bad in bed.
Yeah. I know, but you know.
She seems real vanilla, but I'm gonna, she landed Jamie Foxx, so.
I'm going to, I'm going to make her she, yeah, yeah, how vanilla can she be? Well, she could be real vanilla. He could just be real not.
Sure. Right, but. Oh, no. Okay.
Talking just saying. About consent. Consent.
I'm going to swap. So I'm with you on the Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
No, she, thanks.
This is so annoying.
Yeah. No, thanks. And I am going to F Leah and marry Katie.
That's exactly Mary what I'm going to do. I love yeah. Katie Holmes.
What does she bring to the table?
She was in Dawson's Creek.
Doesn't
so
matter.
She,
we're 1 degree separation from
touched
Casey.
Joshua Jackson. So if my lips touch her lips, but then they touch Pacey's lips.
I was, what movie was I watching? And he was in and it was
The really Skulls?
The Skulls. Oh, are you serious? That's okay, that's 1995. No, I know.
Okay, more like 2002.
I'm sorry, was it Mighty Ducks you
were The Skulls.
I didn't want to F him in Mighty Ducks. He was
no,
too young.
He was like 2 years old.
I was way more into Adam Banks.
Well, who wasn't into Adam Banks, though?
Come oh, my God, now. Adam.
Such a dick. He was.
The wrist. That's my favorite part. He's like, hold the stick. Coach, I can't.
No, and then later he picks the stick up and
yeah,
he does this.
So dramatic.
This is how we get. We digress and then we get lost in our
Yeah, we
life.
Digress.
Okay.
It's okay.
The last one.
Stephanie will bring us back.
Yeah.
F, Mary Kill, Travolta, Cruz, and Beck.
Oh, come on.
Beck, the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, Beck the singer.
He's a Scientologist.
What other Beck?
Well, good point.
I don't mean Beck Hum.
Yeah. For sure. Just
Beck. Solo.
Okay, wait. What were they again?
Travolta, Cruz, Beck. The three biggest diehard Scientologists.
I have to kill them all.
You can't. It's a game. You can't. Not allowed.
Well,
we kill you.
I'm going to marry one of them and then kill them.
Yeah, she's our guest if she wants to kill
no,
them all.
No. There are rules. F, marry, kill. Go.
You might have found the only threesome where I'm going to utter the words that I would marry Beck.
I can see that.
I mean, not, I'm not going to marry the other two.
Wait, who was it again?
Travolta, Cruz, and Beck.
Okay, so I will marry Beck. I will... I'm killing Tom Cruise. You have to.
Oh, not true.
Yeah, you do.
No.
So you're going to F John Travolta?
Well, I kill
Hairspray
him.
John Travolta?
Oh, Hairspray John Travolta.
Grease. Sure,
but that's not
sure.
an option.
It's him now.
I like how you just changed the rules.
Face off? John
Tim, it's all of them currently as they exist today.
Currently as they stand.
You guys, the first time I wrote these questions, my second F, Mary, Kill, were all dead Scientologists, but I didn't think you guys would like that after last
Thank
week's.
You.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to do
I feel
it.
Like Tom
Welcome
Cruise,
back, Cotter, John Travolta.
If I picked F, Tom Cruise, I feel like he would do something like really weird that I would not
He's also like 4'2".
5.
Okay. I would, no, sorry, continue yours, because I would definitely.
No, that's all I've got. I would be scared.
So she's effing John Travolta.
Okay, gross, because I would kill him.
Okay.
Oh,
he'd be number
no.
one dead. Oh, for sure. And he's so creepy. I mean, let's stop. Do we remember the O.J. Simpson show on FX?
Oh, my God, I loved
is
it,
that,
though.
Is
yeah,
that
but
who you want to F?
His face.
I know, but I loved it.
That is definitely who you kill, for sure.
I loved it.
I kill him. I F Beck because whatever. And then I marry Tom Cruise.
Marry Tom Cruise.
For sure. Because the shit that I could get for being his wife, yes.
What if you get nothing?
Oh, no. If I'm marrying him, I'm getting something and I'm signing on a dotted line.
Mm. Okay. I am going to kill Cruise.
Yes. Thank you.
I am going to...
So basically, Elise and Carlin are on the same page, and Stephanie and I usually
Yeah. are. I think I'm going to F Beck.
Okay.
See? Okay.
Yep.
Same part.
And
okay.
marry John Travolta.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Here's
you
the thing.
You have a blindfold, but...
Here's the thing.
He
yeah, I'm
jets.
Gonna I'm gonna marry
he does
him
have several jets
because yep. and he lives in Ocala.
Oh, perfect!
He has a house in Ocala.
Yeah,
listen,
that, that's can, not the house yeah. I'm going to.
No, listen.
Yeah, let me get
his
that
wife
sweet
is his wife is sitting
out.
Pretty. Who knows what's happening? underneath that roof. But his wife is sitting pretty. She's like, you know.
It's probably not happening under that roof.
You are aware that he's gay.
Yes.
Allegedly.
No, there is no alleged.
So therefore, yes. I'm going to live my life with Joe
Money. So she's saying that she doesn't have to have sex with him.
Yeah, thank you. Because I'm having sex with Beck.
Isn't he just as short?
Right? I don't know. But
do you know who Beck is?
Yes. I'm a loser, baby.
Right? No, isn't that Moby?
That's Moby.
No. Wait, loser.
Yeah.
No, I know he sings Loser. I'm not sure I know what he looks like.
I mean, he sings other songs current, too, but.
Does he? Are they current?
Yeah.
Definitely.
He just won the MTV Movie Awards like 2 years ago, and Kanye had a fit, too.
Kanye always has a fit.
Well, it's yours.
This is Beck.
I mean, I'm not happy about it. It's not my first choice.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's still better than the other two.
Okay, we're dying to know Stephanie's
that's
now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I just drink a lot of champagne.
I'm going to kill John Travolta.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm going to fuck. Oh, sorry.
Oh, explicit. Shit. We just got the explicit.
It's okay.
Sorry, Mom. I'm going to F back. And I'm going to marry Tom Cruise.
That's what you picked.
Yep.
All about that money, honey.
Travolta has money too.
I don't care. I can't stand John Travolta. I think he's a terrible actor, and I don't.
What?
Actor. We're not ranking them on their acting skills.
Yeah, but he'd be acting with me on a daily basis,
and that's fine. Like no. I said,
because I would kill
like
him.
Kelly Preston says,
I would kill him.
Show me the money.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to handle it. I don't like Grease. I don't like him.
You don't like Grease?
No,
oh my God, I love Grease.
The movie?
Makes me really uncomfortable.
Isn't there a new Grease? Oh, no, that's Dirty Dancing.
Oh, God.
Did you watch it?
The new Dirty Dancing?
Yeah.
No. Don't waste your time.
You should. It's real good.
Nobody.
Do not. I started it, and I almost
they put Abigail Breslin's
in the corner.
They should have put her in the corner and kept her there.
And they should have put Johnny in the corner.
Guys,
they should have not made the movie.
I literally watched, I watched maybe 15 minutes of it.
Yeah. She's texting us.
And I deleted it.
I'm like, I told you.
I watched all 2 hours and 6 minutes
of
it.
I like the original, so I don't
know.
Don't watch it.
Don't do it.
Because it made me want to watch the original, like, if I could, side by side, to see, like, because even last week, I asked, or whatever week it was, I asked if it was the same script. Because I don't think
it's slightly different.
Right. And I'm like, but why make
a remake?
We can't
talk about this. It's going to make me so angry. It was so bad.
I watched the new one, and then 2 days later, I saw the old one in the theater.
Guys,
do they still do the infamous lift?
No.
No, they didn't do it.
I guess it was famous.
Right. They did the lift, but it was real awkward.
Yeah. But wait, okay, wait.
There was a struggle.
Wait. The one thing that I watched, and then I turned it off, is when they were in the, like, the part where baby goes in the...
She carried the watermelon. I carried his watermelon.
Yeah, I carried his watermelon.
That is not the line.
So stupid.
I carried a watermelon is the line, not
right.
I carried
his watermelon. Oh. So when they're all dancing, great, fantastic. And then the, do you love me?
Oh, I can't. Song. Literally, it's so
and
bad.
And I was like, first of all, why do I feel like I'm watching a musical? Because I don't remember that.
It was
that.
The musical. But because they made it a musical.
They made it
but
one.
I don't remember that happening.
No. You need to fast forward to the end.
I deleted it.
Oh, well, you missed out.
It's
when,
on Hulu.
When the time of your life starts, they start singing
they
to
sing.
Each other.
It's so bad.
They don't even like try to dance or do the dance.
It's
they
bad.
Just,
oh, no, that's
but they didn't sing at all in this movie, right?
No.
They just pretend to sing that one scene with Lover Boy.
Yes.
Oh,
right. That's my favorite. And,
oh, my God. That scene is so awkward to watch.
I'm telling you, it's cringeworthy. Don't watch it.
Okay. I will
don't
not
well, I think
it.
You should watch it.
No.
I like awkward movies that make me feel uncomfortable.
I try.
I like feeling uncomfortable.
Do you know what I watched the other night, though, on Lifetime? So that Menendez Brothers.
I didn't even know there was a Menendez Brothers.
Oh,
I know,
you can't
but
tape anything.
I know.
Oh, shit. It was good.
But I have Lifetime on demand, so.
It was good. It was like one of the good Lifetime.
Really?
It was not the Britney Spears.
Oh,
I also taped the Michael Jackson one, too.
I
haven't watched
that
yet.
But this one was like, they pretty much are like, yeah, they made the parents out to be the bad people, and they were good that they killed them. It was
Oh, really?
Ooh, I can't wait to watch it.
I'm going to watch that.
I'll watch it this weekend.
But Lifetime sometimes has some good movies, and then sometimes
like
I'm like...
once every, like, however many years, because the Britney Spears one was really bad.
Oh, my God.
The Saved by the Bell one was bad, too.
Britney one?
No.
They didn't even have the license to play Britney songs and have her sing Britney songs. So they sang Britney songs we had never heard of. New Britney songs.
Yeah, it was terrible.
What?
And yeah.
She was allowed to keep I Love Rock and Roll. That was it.
Yeah, also, it. Jenna Dewan, she was not watching What Happens Live. Did you see that one where she was talking about the dance battle did not happen?
Yeah, she said it didn't happen. Of course it didn't happen.
But also,
right, because who does that?
Dirty Dancing.
Back to this, she's so angry.
She was really angry.
It was so bad. They made it like where the parents were going to get divorced because they weren't having sex.
Yeah.
So Jerry, whatever his name is,
baby's parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which
what
so
kind of
I was
reading.
Unnecessary storyline is that?
Exactly.
Right. So I read because I was like while I was watching it, I was like I tried to find like articles about the comparison and what people were saying, blah blah blah. So they created storylines for the parents because before the parents didn't have a storyline at all. They like barely spoke.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with the sister. They gave her a love interest.
She was actually very interesting. She was good in this.
Maybe the movie should have been about
but her sister, because she wasn't annoying like Lisa was in the
original. No, but it was great that she was annoying in the original one.
But
though.
She like wasn't in this one. And then they offered Jennifer Grey a role in this movie, and she said no, which is the smartest thing she's ever done.
Yeah, why would...
Okay, Jinx, would you rather have to marry John Travolta or watch the new Dirty Dancing on loop for the rest of your life?
Oh, my God.
Marry John Travolta.
It was that bad.
Okay, what if you only had to watch it on loop for 5 years?
Marry John Travolta.
But you didn't just have to marry him. Every Tuesday and Thursday, you had to do whatever sexual thing he wanted to do.
Well, that's okay because he's not interested in what I can do sexually because he...
You don't know that?
Yeah, but there's things he could do to you.
He could be bisexual and
it's
be...
just got explicit.
Clearly,
we have to stop this.
Actually, that's not what makes a podcast explicit.
We need to stop this
It's just
now.
The F word.
Which we already
he
said.
He made children with a woman.
Allegedly.
That's why these two are friends. And on that note, that's a really good way to end the two of the soul sisters over here.
Soul sisters. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, my God. Yes.
What do we think of the champagne?
It was good.
The champagne was actually really good.
It was really good.
I want some more.
Yeah. I know. Maybe we can go get some.
Yeah.
How much was it?
Not cheap. I think it's like 70 something.
Oh, that's not that bad.
That's 70?
Wait, so that's more
than
VOOV.
That's cheaper
than
VOOV.
No,
more than VOOV.
I mean, more than VOOV. No, VOOV is like 50 or 60.
It is?
Yes.
Then cheaper than that.
Okay, I hope
maybe because I bought two at a time, so that could be wise. So
okay,
like 35.
So then 35.
Oh, okay,
35, that could be.
All right, that makes me feel a little bit better.
I was like, a VOOV is not $100, bro.
35.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's
that's a good.
Yeah. For sure.
It was good. I love it, and the rosé is good too.
Yay!
Sweet. Yeah. All right. Well, so let's do a cheers.
Cheers, and
cheers,
everybody.
Guys.
Remember to thanks for coming.
Cheers.
Remember to follow us.
Follow us on all of our socials.
Subscribe.
Leave us a 5-star review.
Yep.
Send us an email. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.